All right, good afternoon, everyone. We're doing a podcast on a person I have no idea who it is, to another wife, of which I have no idea who it is, of much I have no idea.
And which we don't really care.
But Brian is going to lead the way on this thing. So, Kim, who?
Kardashian.
And she's some rich person?
Yeah. She is the daughter of the Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. Who is, Bruce Jenner, who the transgender...
Caitlyn.
To become Caitlyn. She is the daughter of him and his wife, celebrity couple.
So why is your last name Kardashian?
It's mother's first marriage or something like that, but...
Okay.
So that's who she is as far as notability. So she is an heiress to rich parents, and that's how she became famous.
They own both hells, right? The Kardashians?
I don't even
clothing,
know.
Jewelry.
I know the girls, there are...
Oh, you're all aware of this?
Well, there's a TV show. The Kardashians.
Yeah, they have a reality TV show now.
But, yeah, it was...
That is the family.
Jack, of course you know all this.
No.
His daughters would know who the Kardashians are.
I know who they are, but
Jack
is
very, Jack is very educated in this area.
Yeah,
but no, this is not something that I've.
Steve, are you familiar with all this?
I know their names.
I mean, I heard the name, but I couldn't pick her out if I saw her on a lineup.
Oh, me.
Right,
I could tell you who she was by seeing a picture of her, but that's. And then, other than what we've just said. But she most notably, well, not most notably, for the significance of our conversation, she is married to Kanye West. Kanye West is a black rapper who is probably most known outside of his music for being a gentleman who his lifestyle would seem contradictory to it, but has been raked over the coals for being a Trump supporter.
Her dad was... one of O.J. Simpson's defense attorneys.
Kardashian.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian.
Yeah. So Kanye West, he's been accused of, you know, different things because he's worn the MAGA hats, and he's even been featured in some of the Prager University conversations, not necessarily more so referencing him. So that's where he stands out. He was a rapper who was kind of praised as being a free thinker, that he didn't just, you know, take hook, line, and sink or whatever the liberal media said. So one of the reasons I want to talk about him today is in the last year, 2019, he has come out and said he is converted. And that's some of the stuff we're going to talk about is his conversion. And then also in September, he came out and said that I'm no longer making secular music. And in contrast to having rap concerts, he's now hosting, I forget what he called them, but basically concerts of gospel style music, rap, hip-hop style gospel music, that he is hosting these services on Sundays and different things with different local churches. And things like that. And so he's getting some notability in that at this point. And it's just interesting because we're seeing this, and there's a recent conversation that we'll kind of talk about with what has him in the news this week. But we're contrasting him, who's taking flack as he's stepping out saying, I'm a convert, I'm a Christian, I've been born again, in contrast to a Lauren Daigle, who is... started out in Christian circles, and we did a couple podcasts on her with her performance on the Ellen show and then her coming out and saying, well, I can't really condemn homosexuality. You have a Lauren Daigle who is flocked after by Christian music listeners because of her talent, and she would, as all arrows are pointing, she would be leading people away from biblical truth. But Kanye West, it almost looks like a little hopeful that he's pointing people toward biblical truth.
Almost reverse cycle.
Yeah, so whereas it would not surprise me if in a year or two that Lauren Daigle completely cuts ties with all Christian music, you have Kanye going, I cut ties with secular music and I want nothing to do with it. So
we'll see if we have any fruit that remains.
Yeah, so the article we're looking at is, I believe it's coming... Actually, this one's from NBC News. And it's in a section called The Hot Take. But this one is what he's most recently in the news, and that's Kim Kardashian's Met Gala dress fight with Kanye West is really about his desire to control her.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's see. Check and see if there's anything on the front side. So, it's almost as popular to hate Kim Kardashian West as it is to love her and her show Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hold on, hold on. We have a sentence in the front.
Yeah, so this is the subtitle or the kind of the cliffhanger would be, speaking of Kanye, his sudden quote-unquote soul pain that his wife looks sexy seems to be about his sudden embrace of evangelical Christianity and its patriarchal dominance.
Patriarchal dominance. All right.
But as Tyrese sang on Chingy's hit single Pulling Me Back, when it comes to Kim, every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back. Episode 5, aptly titled, Have You Met Kim?, of this latest season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is a case in point. Kim, in her own televised life, is overwhelmed as she gears up for both the birth of her fourth child, via surrogacy, and her appearance at the Met Gala, which happened last May. The former was obviously more important on a deeper level, but the latter required wearing a very intimidating-looking corset that she can't even urinate in, and which required breathing lessons. So that captivated me more in terms of story, obviously. I've eaten kale and air for the sake of fitting into some J. Crew tuxedo pants that I didn't have time to get let out. So while it's no Thierry Mugler-designed gown to stunt with Anna Wintour, I related.
Is this a male or female that is writing this article? Michael. So we assume it's a male?
We would assume.
All right, so he's relating to the fact of having to get into clothes that are too tight.
And not having time for them to be tailored.
Is that what I...
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. It takes less time to let out a pair of pants than it does to eat kale long enough for you to lose some weight.
After her final fitting, trying on the corset...
was her moment. Unfortunately, her husband, Kanye West, ruined that moment and started to ramble about how her corset, the one she had to learn how to breathe in, made him feel as a man. This, from the man who brag-rapped on Click, My Girl, a Superstar, all from the home movie. After years of rapping and generally commenting about how important it was that his wife's body was sexy, it seemed that Kanye suddenly had an issue with Kim showing it off because it was affecting his spirit and soul. Let him tell it. Quote, the corset, underwear, all of that vibe, I just feel like I went through this transformation from being a rapper. Transition from being a rapper, looking at all these girls, and then looking at my wife like, oh, my girl needs to be just like these other girls, showing her body off, showing this, showing that. Before you scream in both irony and agony related to male entitlement, he kept going. I didn't realize that was affecting my soul and my spirit as someone that's married and loved, the father of what's about to be 4 kids. A corset is a form of underwear. It's hot. It's hot, but for who, though? Kanye, infamously, took over Kim's closet after they started dating, encouraging her to embrace minimalism, his fashion line, and his favorite designers, and has even gone so far as to recommend various hair colors over the years. Now he takes issue with the image he has had a hand in crafting. In response to his newly puritanical wardrobe concerns, Kim, who, by the way, had been planning this look for nearly a year, told her husband that his negativity was worsening her anxiety over the Met Gala. The night before the Met, you're going to come in here and say that you're not into a corset vibe? You're giving me really bad anxiety. What are you talking about? Kim went on to remind her husband that, as we've seen in past seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you built me up to be the sexy person and have confidence in all this stuff, and just because you're on your journey and you're on a transformation doesn't mean that I am in the same spot with you. You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy, Kanye said. It ended with Kanye storming off in a diva fit and Kim accurately observing, that's absolutely ridiculous. And one of the, I'll pause here, one of the articles, I actually think it's might be attached to one of the video, they have a YouTube clip of this episode, and, I mean, like you would expect out of the position of this patriarchal, you know, usurping of authority, he calmly is speaking to her about this, and then when he realizes he's not, he's like, okay, and he just gets up and walks out of the room.
So he didn't storm
out. He doesn't storm out. He doesn't throw a fit. He just realizes I'm not going to win this, and so he walks off camera and into another room. And I just thought it was interesting because I watched the video clip. It's a minute, minute and a half in length. And then read this, and I'm like, yeah, okay. They're taking their spin.
Bias?
Yeah. NBC, I know, right? So, and it is. Kim Kardashian West's brand and aesthetic is campy and sexy, like the Met Gala's 2019 theme, in part because Kanye encouraged that aesthetic, and trying to ruin her feelings about an outfit 24 hours before she was to appear wearing it because he didn't like the idea of other men seeing her in it is antediluvian.
Wow.
What a choice of words.
Antediluvian.
Yeah. But the scene did offer insight into Kanye's purported turn as a born-again Christian. Previewing the music everyone suspects will be on his forthcoming albums, we knew of his Sunday service concert series, but it appears his ties to religion may have deepened further than previously known. Kanye's pastor, Adam Tyson, recently hinted at a new overall direction for the rapper, including Kanye forbidding the use of profanity in his presence. If somebody cusses in his presence, I've heard him say a couple times, "Hey man, you can't cuss when you're with me. I'm a born-again Christian," Tyson revealed on the Pure Flix podcast. "Who's going to say that if they're not meaning that they want Christ to be exalted in all they do?" he told me. "From now on, all I want to do is serve Christ. I want every song that I sang to have part in my testimony, to include the gospel, and to include the element of worship to our great God. That's what I want to do." One can't help but assume Kanye's recent on-air admonishment is tied to this new religious turn. But a man who would make his wife's red carpet moment about his feelings is not a secure or selfless man. He is an insecure man who probably has control issues. And as for the religious undertones likely fueling his newfound perspective, much like Kanye's support of Trump, his ideology is fueled majorly by the pursuit of the perks that come courtesy of a specific strain of patriarchy rather than any real virtue. It wasn't lost on me, for instance, that when Kanye brought Sunday service to the city of Atlanta, he did so at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. That church is led by Pastor Jamal Bryant, a notorious homophobe and sexist who has blasted sanctified sissies and quoted the Chris Brown lyric, "These hoes ain't loyal," in one of his sermons. Bryant replaced the late Bishop Eddie Long, another sexist homophobe who was also accused of sexually abusing young men and boys. Excuse me. These men hold a perverse view of religion that allows them to weaponize it in order to subjugate those who don't share the privileges of straight, cisgendered malehood. Kanye can pretend that sexiness suddenly bothers him, but that's not Jesus informing his thinking. It's his pathetic notion that he should be able to control his wife. Good on Kim for calling him out on it and not allowing his temper tantrum to soil what she planned so long for. Kanye can believe whatever he wants, but I speak for the people when I say that he needs to keep his new Gilead-like outlook on life away from Kim's outfits. Not only did Kanye meet Kim uncovered when he went out of his way to flaunt her body and sexuality for the benefit of his career, as long as it benefited that stage of his career, ultimately, that all was Kim's choice. It's one she should get to keep making if she wants. Until Kim Kardashian West decides that she wants to dress like a nun on a future reboot of Sister Act, Kanye West should deal with his insecurities at his own fittings, not hers.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, our author is of this article also wrote a book called I Can't Date Jesus.
Wow.
So that's kind of the article, and there are a few other things to kind of help us get some outlook on this. Go ahead, Nate.
I'd say to Kanye's point, Michael just wants keep looking at Kim. And Kanye's whole point is to stop that because he knows how men think, and yet this guy's saying, let her keep flashing all this. Yeah, he's got a point.
Yeah. So a couple other things as far as the life of Kanye West that have recently transpired. So on October 14th of this year, the Kim Kardashian and Kanye, they took their kids to a church in Armenia. And it is, let me get the name for it. It's considered the oldest church in Christianity, at least from this perspective. But it's, they say they were so blessed to have been baptized along with my babies at Mother See of Holy Etchmiadzin, Armenia's main cathedral, which is sometimes referred to as the Vatican of the Armenian Apostolic Church, which was built in 303 AD. So they recently also visited that church, and the children were baptized. Some other things that we've seen that are most notable, noteworthy of Kanye, from one of our other articles, and is he goes on a Saturday morning that they make a surprise appearance at Howard University in Washington, D.C. for one of these pop-up services. And Kanye gives a 10-minute speech in which he says, "If you believe that Jesus died for your sins, then you know the gospel. It's simple. Christians will be making it too hard for people to come and be involved in this." And then there was another, he recently released, I guess he would call it a gospel album, that's called Jesus is King, and there's also a forthcoming movie that's supposed to be along with that. And at this listening party, he says, "I want to let you all know that I'm not here for your entertainment this afternoon. We are here to spread the gospel. I'm a recent convert. It means I recently got saved within this year." And one of the even parts goes to, he goes on to say, as he's reading some Bible verses, if I recall, it's from Philippians, he says, "Excuse me if I mispronounce anything, I'm a recent convert." And he jokingly said that his favorite Bible translation is King James because it uses the word ye, which if I remember correctly is like an acronym or a reference to himself. So it's just interesting to see this guy who's taking all this flack now, and he's going to be raked over the social media coals for saying, "Okay, wife, I don't want you to dress this way. I'm not going to listen to music this, you know, I'm not going to produce music like this anymore. Based upon the reports that we've read, I don't want you speaking like this around me." It seems like we have some rather visible signs of a guy who's trying to make changes in his life because there's been an inward change in his heart.
And now what, we talk?
Now we talk.
So what do you think, Brian? Do you think it's legitimate or do you think it's a...
I think it's a, hey, let's watch this. And one of the reasons that, you know, kind of thinking on it this week, is you even mentioned it, you know, for the listeners, we just came off of our men's retreat this past weekend, and one of the comments that you made, Pastor, was about what people listen to. And we have no shortage in, sure, you know, culture and celebrities come and go like the wind, but we have no shortage of students that would know who Kanye West is, what songs he sings, and they would be familiar with his lyrics.
Is this guy like a really well-known rapper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big money?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could probably argue that he's number one in the world.
Yeah.
Or used to be at one time.
Yeah.
For him to walk away from rapping, he's giving up.
Wow.
A lot.
Yeah. And that's, well, and that's
so
kind of
no,
the thing.
There's nothing in it.
Well, and that's the other side of the conversation. It's not within rap, but those that have, you know, are familiar with country music, you see a lot of that. Randy Travis, Alan Jackson, even Dolly Parton, some of those classic country artists, when their career was basically done, then they produced a gospel album to try to, you know, get a little bit more in there. You could probably even say the same of Elvis Presley. That you kind of see that where it's, okay, we can't do anything more in secular music, let's go get a hold of some of these people in the Christian music world.
That kind of, yeah, that still enjoy that style, but
right,
you know, drag them over and, you know, we'll do something Christian and
yeah,
get their money.
And so
there
is that potential. If that's all we saw, that he was like, you know what, I'm going to go into this world of music now, I could see that.
But it's just really intriguing to see the guy on public television. I mean, he could have had a private conversation with Kim, you know, to save face and say, I really am not okay with you wearing this anymore. You can do what you want, but, I mean, but he was willing to be filmed knowing that was going to go on air. And his music listening party and all these other things, I mean, he's making some very vocal statements, especially even the comment about the having the pop-up service in Atlanta with a homophobe, who we would probably consider a brother in Christ if he's, you know, willing to take a stand like that and be called a homophobe. The Kanye's pastor is a graduate of the Master's Seminary, which is John MacArthur's.
That's pretty remarkable. Where's the guy live at? Where's it?
I don't know.
California? Hollywood? I mean,
for him to say that, that's more than... I just went blank. The guy in Texas. Joel Osteen, he's not even willing to say that. You know? So...
Well, you know, my mind always runs to, and especially when it comes to these podcasts, and or anytime you're standing in front of your congregation, what are we going to take away that's going to be relevant to our daily lives? And one of the things that, if it's true, and that's a big caveat, and I know we need to see the fruit, but it's just another reminder that when you're converted, when you're changed, when you're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, then you're going to see evidences. And we've learned this in the book of 1 John. And the world, the second part of that is, the world really doesn't like that. Jesus made it clear. They hated me, they're going to hate you.
Well, he's mocking. I read an article, it's been a while ago, Jim, is it Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce his last name? The guy that played Jesus in...
No, that's not... Jim Kavanaugh was the guy that that's on the bench. You're talking about Jim Caviezel.
Caviezel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that played Jesus in...
Mel Gibson's
Passion of the Christ. The article that I read was that he had accepted Christ, trusted Christ, and, you know, said, I won't do any more naked scenes in movies and won't cuss and use profanity. And basically all the directors said, you know, or all his movie contacts all said, well, you're done. You know, we won't use you. And he basically hasn't done any film since then.
Well, he was in the Apostle Paul movie that just came out.
Right,
he was Luke.
But no more secular
films. Yeah, but
films.
But that's what he's narrowed himself down to, is I can only do faith-based movies because of the stand I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging to me.
Yeah,
when you see someone's life change.
Yeah, similar.
We all know people that we wish their life would change, and we pray for their conversion. And we don't. You feel hopeless sometimes. Like, I pray for this person so many times to change. They're so old, you don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, but we see that God still is in the business. The Holy Spirit's still in the business of, even when the stakes are high, changing someone's, you know, as they say, his soul, his spirit.
Yeah.
And I know we give Kirk Cameron a hard time because of the Left Behind series, but I mean, he's made a very drastic change in his life. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, obviously we wouldn't be in the same theological realm as him.
But he's clearly
eschatology. But I mean, you can see it. Change in his life and career from when he was on, you know, sitcom TV as a teenager and young adult till now, Growing Pains. And his sister as well.
With Alan Thicke.
Cameron.
Yeah. You know, you can just see, you know, they're not willing to do certain movies and shows and whatever. You know, they've drawn the line.
And one of the most the thing that impresses me the most that this might be a genuine conversion is the language that, I mean, because we hear this all the time. All the things that we've seen in these articles of what Kanye is doing. I want no more secular music. I don't want this language, and I don't want my wife dressing like that. I mean, we have guys that have been through our ministry that leave me alone about my language. Leave me alone about, you know, what it is that I want to listen to. And, well, it's my wife, and they want left alone on those issues. But yet we see this guy taking a stand and saying, no, I understand these things need to change.
It's interesting because a secular person who has no Holy Spirit is really getting to the heart of the matter. And that is, if you're one of these Christians, and of course they're mocking it, but if you're one of these Christians, then we expect this behavior change. We expect you to follow the commands of Christ. And it, like you said, it's ironic that we have people who claim to follow the commands of Christ, but don't want their life to change.
Yeah.
And what, and the reshaping of, you know, the ideas into, well, it's just about control. It's just about being patriarchal. It's just about being, you know, Neanderthal and all of that. They have to go to that name-calling arena. And in most of, you know, you all know that a, you know, a good relationship like that, like the Lord designed it, is nothing like that. I mean, we're not dragging our wives around, you know, by the hair and all of that kind of stuff. Like they, it's just amazing how this is the devil's same attack that he had from the very beginning when he came to Eve and said, you know, God's not telling you the whole truth. If you want the whole truth and want freedom, then you'll take this fruit from that he has forbidden from you.
It says the article on the second page, you built me up to be this sexy person, have confidence in all this stuff, just because you're on your journey and I noticed you're on a transformation. Isn't that interesting that she uses...
Coming from his wife.
His wife says...
Sees his
him
life.
Being transformed in front of her. She doesn't know what to do with it.
No. She was on The View not all that long ago once the music change happened to kind of talk about with the ladies that host that show about it. And it was... That's exactly what it is. It's like, it's his. It's what he's doing. And she's all confused on what to do with it as far as her verbiage and how to refer to things. And you can even see that some... And even in his own language. I mean, you really do see what looks like baby steps in development of the Christian life, where he knows he's supposed to be doing these things, and he's trying, and he's working towards that. And the fact that our main article that we looked at accused him of being an evangelical Christian, and that we have this association with Kanye's pastor, would be, you know, probably at one of the same conferences we would go to, we could very well see that this could be quite the potential of an unfolding for Kanye's future.
Did you notice the words? I mean, the author's carefully choosing his words. So suggesting that she doesn't wear something that's half naked, corset, right? A corset, right? It's puritanical. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
Not pure tyrannical.
No. It's crazy the degree to which anything that looks like moral is now to be mocked. I mean, just utterly mocked.
Well, and so ironic because those things are mocked, and yet they'll invoke the moral clause if you don't stand up for the planet or if you don't stand up for a woman's right to kill a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll use the word morality. They'll use the word moral. And it's just Romans all over again. I mean, it just so describes when you worship the creature rather than the creator and you say what's good is bad, you know, what's good is evil.
Well, what's
evil
also,
good.
Yeah, what I think is also interesting is there's a degree to which we as evangelicals, and I'm not mean we in this room, because we certainly are not guilty of it, but the degree to which we embrace Trump as the Messiah in spite of how immoral the man is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any individual on any cause throughout history. Because we recently dealt with that a couple years ago at the T4G conference. It was kind of the other direction. So,
I mean, because we say we believe that Romans 1 tells us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And it could be that we're actually seeing the gospel legitimately change Kanye West.
Well, and he enumerates that because, I mean, it's in quotes from a 10-minute speech in that other article we have here. It says, he's saying, if you believe that Jesus died for his sins, then you know the gospel. It's simple. You know, he's not appealing to help the poor. He's not appealing. I mean, he's talking about redemptive work of Christ as the gospel. So, I mean, he's on point when it comes to that in a public setting.
And that redemptive work brings a changed life.
Yeah.
And this changed life is manifesting itself on live television for the whole world to see.
And he's willing to deal with the consequences of it. It'd be interesting to see, and I didn't look at it, I didn't see any numbers on it, but to see if his Instagram or social Twitter followers, if he lost followers, or, you know, I didn't even look to see what kind of people were berating him over the coals, or, you know, just being like, beating him up, you know, of how could he do this, and, you know, that he's abandoned the culture he once stood for.
I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it started happening before his conversion.
Mm-hmm.
When he embraced Trump as a conservative.
Yeah.
And he took on the Uncle Tom label.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been the butt of jokes for almost 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Through comedians like Chris Rock and others. He's been superstar mega sports teams that have been rejecting invitations by Trump to the White House have even made the comment, we're not doing a Kanye West. Because what Kanye's been to the White House on more than a couple occasions for bill signings, law signings, that he legitimately supports. And they're probably laws that we would support too, in and of itself, but we're not, we don't have, none of us are going to the White House and having to stand in a spotlight and look like we're a full-blown endorser of him. And Kanye is, though. He's, like you said, the MAGA hats, the being there for those things and everything else. Mm. But I think that when he recognized society is headed in a bad direction, you have to think he began searching. And how many times going to those places where we have these evangelicals who are just wholesale behind Trump, did he have contact with them? Leading to conversations, which led to a conversion. And it's, and you could get that verse, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And that's definitely manifesting. Whereas when you look at the article that they have about Kim's religious weekend,
mm-hmm.
It's definitively a ceremonial rite, not a true act of worship. With the baptism of her and the girls and the Holy See Church of Armenia. So
it'd be interesting to see. Nathan and I were talking before we got in here to record about how long, you know, how much longer are they going to stay married? You know, that because she seems to be completely in love with the lifestyle that she has, which is the,
who's made her famous.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite of the direction he's headed. So either he's going to have to capitulate, quit, and, you know, it'll be the seed that fell on the ground for a little while, and then the thorns came and choked it away. Or he's going to end up separating from her because he's decided that profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
If he's a true Christian, she'll be separating from him. 1 Corinthians 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, Jack. He can't initiate divorce.
He can't be the initiator and still claim true Christianity in that realm.
Yeah.
It would be her separating as an unbeliever.
Right. Which, yeah. if he
can trust Christ.
Or she's either going to get on board or she's going to leave him. Yeah. So, one thing I definitely do, the hesitation that, you know, we have, and you mentioned it with Trump, same thing with Kanye. He's not the savior of Christianity. Just because there is... Well, and that's... But that's where people would want to take it.
Yes.
They see Trump running for presidency. They see Trump now in office. Yep. They see Trump going for another, you know, for another 4 years. And it's the make America great again. Let's get this, you know... We're going to get America back where it belongs. If we can get just the right person in our camp to believe what we believe, then things will change politically and it'll become, you know... But really what it boils down to is all we're hoping for is another Edict of Milan. You know, where Constantine comes in and legalizes Christian... Okay, you do realize that the Edict of Milan probably was more detrimental to true Christianity than it was favorable.
And so it just depends on your perspective.
We want a hybrid of Christianity and Americanism success. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. We want a ticket to heaven, and we want you, God, to make America great again. That's what we want.
Yeah, we want to believe everything Jesus said except the part about they hated me, so they're going to hate you.
The reality of it is evangelical Christianity is very close to New Testament Pharisees. And I say that very...
Make Israel great again?
Make Israel great again. I mean, that's what we've been saying. We've been kind of using that as a funny pun in my Sunday school class here as we're studying Luke. But that's what they were focused on. They weren't looking for a real Messiah. They were looking for an earthly person that established the kingdom on earth to make Israel great again. And in many ways, the Christian community has endorsed Trump in that same role. And then are we not any different than the Pharisees? I'm not saying we have those Pharisee legalism issues. I'm just saying that
the desire,
the mindset, the motivation.
My kingdom is not of this world.
Right.
And let's face it, some of that comes from, you know, when you look out and you see the direction that our culture's heading and the things they're doing, it really does anger, hurt, disturb your spirit, because we know what's right and we know what's commanded. But the other part of that, I think some of that somewhere, and I don't know where the line is drawn, but some of that is we just want to live in comfort. We don't want to be disturbed. We want to just, you know, go on without having to deal with any of that. We want to be, you know, in, you know, live a life that's not going to be pressured in any way in our society as we live. We want comfort.
Sure we do.
And John, it's no different. It's the same thing that de Tocqueville said many, many years ago when he wrote that there are men of principle in both parties, but there's no party of principle. Mm-hmm. And that's where we've always been. I think in the time of Tocqueville, there was probably more men of principle than there are today. Sure. Maybe.
Don't we want a guy like Kanye West to be converted? Don't we somehow think that guy like that will get converted, man, that God, the whole rap community is probably just going to collapse tomorrow, you know? Every young man's going to follow Jesus now because...
No, it's moved on because of his age. I mean, he's...
Oh, he's too old?
He's too old, I mean...
He's already been outcasted before his conversion.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably in his mid-30s.
Tiger Woods with golf. He had his era of success, and I'm the guy, and now that's kind of been passed, but he's still recognized.
Everyone still knows who Tiger Woods is. Everyone still knows who Kanye West is.
He's still on the tour.
The eyes of man are never satisfied, so hell and destruction are never filled.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because we hope for things like that. But it's so against what Christ preached. You know, let the little children come. Wait a minute. They were of nothing to a Pharisaical mind.
Oh, no.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Brian, thank you for educating us on
the
latest
Kanye
of pop culture conversions. Yeah.
And we pray it's real.
Yeah, we pray it's real. Mm-hmm. Of course we do.
And we pray for her salvation.
And what a testimony it would be. I mean, can you imagine what she's going through if this is legitimate?
Yeah, it's rocked her world.
Right. If he's legitimately trying to transform her into some degree of sanctification.
Yeah.
Lead her family, not rule over her, lead her. And to tell her everything that I did before was wrong and now I need to change every perspective.
That alone, just the dress, you know, the modesty issue. I mean, I can't imagine what the conversations are off camera and without reporters and things around of where he's getting whatever Bible instruction he is, whether that be through if he's going to a local church or watching, you know, or listening online, you know, whatever the case is, you know, thinking about this conversation with Kanye and Kim and then our men's retreat of, I mean, we've got a man who it looks like he's trying to, he's realized he's made mistakes and he's got to step up and lead his wife.
Wow.
And he's trying to. And she's not willingly going to follow. And so it was just interesting that we just talked about some of this stuff this weekend and then we see, you know, a man who has made a profession of faith as best we can tell, and it looks like he is trying to get his ducks in a row of sorts to be the spiritual lead of his household.
Yep. All right, thanks for listening. If you have a good article out there that you think we should consider, please email it to us, and we will take a look at it. Have a great day.